T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Dr. Mom Riley is here to answer the questions you're way too embarrassed to ask your actual doctor. Hey, Dr. Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're excited to have you back again. Dr. Mom's been an OBGYN for over 25 years, and we call her Dr. Mom because she's actually producer Janine Riley's mom. And producer Janine is joining us from her vacation, by the way. Thanks for hanging out this morning, Janine.
Hello, good morning.
We miss you, and it wouldn't be the same without your giggles when your mom answers intimate questions anonymously from our friends. It wouldn't be quite the same, so we had to have you on. All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, or 404-263-0941 if you want to call, and Dr. Mom will anonymously answer your questions. And the first question that we have for you, Dr. Mom, is from Lauren from Virginia Highlands. She's okay to use this name to ask you this question. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Dr. Mom is here to answer your question. Go for it.
I was really just thinking about getting a piercing down there. So my friend has one, and she says it enhances everything. But before I go for it, are there any medical risks I should be worried about?
Good question.
Yeah. One of them is you can get scar tissue, which can actually then undo a lot of any pleasure that you might be getting. And in, obviously infections. Go to someplace very reliable. And I know you live in an area that's warmer than Pennsylvania where I am, but you got to think about when it's cold out in the winter. metal.
All right, we've got some questions coming in on the text line as well, 51539. Mark, what do you see?
From the 404, is 39, the age of 39, too early to show signs of menopause?
Menopause is typically at 40 and older. So that would be considered, yes, a bit early for menopause. It can certainly be just the normal lack of estrogen driving the symptoms she's having. It should be looked into because there are a number of other disorders that can mimic menopause. I'm presuming she's just stopping a period, but if she's getting other symptoms, like hot flashes, dizziness, nausea, poor sleep, those can also be symptoms of a number of other disorders.
What would be the first signs of menopause starting?
Typically, it's spacing out of your periods or some erratic nature of your periods. But the number of side effects are incredible. Hot flashes are common. Mm-hmm. Vaginal dryness, decreased sex drive, you can have brain fog, poor sleep, headaches, or new or worsening
headaches. It sounds like you're describing 2020. 2020 is just menopause for everyone.
That's absolutely, there's definitely an overlap there.
Brain fog, like all these things. I'm like, wait, isn't everyone experiencing this this year? All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, or 404-263-0941. Okay, question coming in for Dr. Mom from the 404. Is it true that you can choose the sex of your baby? Like by the way that you're conceiving?
Oh, yes, but no.
Okay.
You can, you know what? I'd have to look that up because I used to know that. But presumably you can change the pH of your vagina with a douche to increase one sex over the other.
Interesting. I always thought that was reliable. Not that reliable. Okay. I just always thought that was urban legend. Like, if you're, you know, if it's at nighttime and in this position and it's on a Wednesday, then you can make sure that you're getting a girl or something like that.
There are a lot of wives' tales about that, yes.
Yeah, a lot of old wives' tales.
Those aren't very reliable.
Great questions rolling in on the text line, 51539. And Dr. Mom is going to hang out with us. She'll continue to answer those. We're going to get them organized and in order and give Dr. Mom a second to review the questions. And then we'll come back with more. Group Therapy continues next with Jen and Friends and Dr. Mom Riley on Star 94.1.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
Dr. Mom Riley is here. She's been an OBGYN for over 25 years serving patients. She's also our producer, Janine's mom. So she's answering your intimacy questions. Some of these can get a little PG-13, just as the parent warning if you got little ears in the car. Maybe if you have teenagers in the car, it opens up some really important conversations. So, Dr. Mom, these questions are coming in on our text line, 51539, anonymously, because I think a lot of people are actually embarrassed to ask their doctor these questions face-to-face. So thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, this question is coming in from the 404. My daughter is 16 and still has not had her period. Should I be concerned?
16 is the upper range for getting a normal period. I would definitely have her go in and get checked out. There are a number of potential health issues like thyroid or pituitary imbalances that can be occurring, especially if she has signs of increased acne, things like that. If she is exercising too much, it's very common not to have a period. It delays it. If you have abnormally low body fat or elevated body fat, that could also offset it. But again, there are pituitary, thyroid, and ovarian abnormalities that could be causing it. So I would definitely have her go in and get checked out by a gynecologist.
And would you recommend going with your teenage daughter to their first appointment? Like, is that something that's okay to do?
I would, but for part of the questioning or exam, probably the exam, step out of the room so the doc can have a more one-on-one honest conversation, because they may not want the mom to know they're actually sexually active, and those questions need to be asked and answered.
Okay, that's really good advice. All right, 51539 is the text line. Curtis, what do you see coming in?
This is a text coming in from the 404. I got my IUD out 2 weeks ago after having it for 4.5 years. How long will it take for my body to start having a predictable cycle? And for those, Dr. Mom, who do not know what an IUD is, can you explain what that is?
That is an intrauterine device. There are two major types. One is a copper wire wrapped around this T-shaped little plastic thing. That makes the environment of the uterine cavity hostile to sperm so that it prevents live sperm from getting to the tube and meeting with the egg. That usually gives you heavier periods. The other type is a plastic little T-shaped instrument that is impregnated with progesterone. That also makes the environment of the uterine cavity hostile to sperm so that you can't conceive. And both of them have extremely high success rates in preventing pregnancy. And then you don't have to worry about other forms to prevent pregnancy. So they're very popular.
If you take one out, how long until you can conceive or have a regular cycle?
The problem is, if you didn't have a regular cycle before you put it in, you won't get one after that's regular. So sometimes they're placed and you, for so many years, you forget your period was abnormal. If it was normal every 28 days or so, it should come back in a few weeks.
Good stuff. All right, Mark, one chance for one more.
This coming in from Leslie. She wants to know, hey, Dr. Mom, my grandmother is very active at her nursing home. Should we just let her have fun, or do we need to step in?
That's a great question. If the parent is not mentally fit, then you need to intervene. If the parent is mentally fit with no dementia, then that's really her decision, not her family's, to make. However, it is a good idea to have that talk with them. Is the environment safe? Are you being forced or coerced? Are you having any pain or bleeding with sex? And are you using protection?
These are
protection
all great
from
things.
Sexually transmitted infections.
Great advice. Difficult to bring up with grandma, but
right.
Great advice.
Granny a nympho.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I might want to be on the other end of that conversation to hear it.
Well, Dr. Mom, we always love it when you join the show. Thank you so much for honestly answering these questions, because I really do think so many people have them and they're embarrassed to ask. And we know that, you know, it can be uncomfortable, but it's important information. So thanks for joining us. We always know it's uncomfortable because we can hear your daughter Janine giggling when you answer these questions.
My pleasure.
But we always appreciate you. All right, Dr. Mom, we'll talk to you again next week. If y'all have more questions for her, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. This is Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.